This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. My guess is that you felt angry and resentful towards someone, maybe just lately. It's just part of being human. But smoldering resentment's another story. That's when it gets out of control and becomes bitterness. Many psychologists regard bitterness as one of the most destructive, toxic of human conditions. As the former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd once said, "Something my mum taught me years and years ago is that life's just too short to carry around a great bucket load full of anger and resentment, bitterness and hatred." And I think that Kevin Rudd makes a lot of sense. I mean, what's the point? Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Never succumb to the temptation of bitterness." And someone as highly respected as the late Billy Graham used to say that bitterness and anger are like poison in our heart and minds. It'll destroy us if we let them. And they will never solve anything. And that's exactly the point. Bitterness and rage will eventually destroy us. What's the point? I've met a few people in my lifetime who've told me through gritted teeth, "I won't give up my bitterness." They're enraged. It consumes them day and night. They think of nothing else. So if you want to see where bitterness leads, observe someone who's been holding on to this for many decades. Unrestrained bitterness, it leads to hatred, malice, a desire for revenge and a desire to hurt or even kill somebody. So it completely consumes a person's life, becomes an idol. I think that bitterness must be quickly looked at as soon as it sprouts. It is an evil. It grows. And the longer we allow it to grow, the longer we sort of water it and feed it, the more painful it becomes. It's a bit like Ludwig van Beethoven's death. For nearly two centuries, Beethoven's death was a mystery. The famous musician suffered from irritability, depression. He had pain in his stomach. And his dying wish was that his illness would be discovered, that the world may be reconciled to me after my death. Then it was in 1994, two Americans launched a study to find out the cause of Beethoven's death. And the chemical analysis of a strand of his hair showed his killer. And guess what it was? It was lead poisoning. More likely than not, it was a little poison in the everyday part of life. It could have been from drinking out of those lead-lined cups or having dinner on a lead-lined plate, both common things in his day. Or perhaps it came from eating contaminated fish or even extensive consumption of wine. It didn't come in one lump sum, but the lead killed him slowly and quietly, one little bit of poison at a time. Now, bitterness is a bit like that. It comes one bit at a time, can destroy a marriage. It stores itself in the soul and slowly poisons that person. How many marriages have been destroyed because of bitterness? But here's the good news. We look to the Bible for help. We get this strong message. For example, Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. The Bible has this teaching, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." The former theologian F.B. Meyer used to say, "As we pour out our bitterness, God pours in his peace." And I like that. It's only as we pour out our heart to God that anything good can happen. So stop dwelling on that problem. Stop feeding on it. And remember instead something positive, the love of God. Make a decision. Believe that you're going to get through this. You need to sort of talk to yourself, encourage yourself. It's your life that you're fighting for. And the third thing I'd say is let that destructive emotion of bitterness and rage go. Evaluate if there's something you have to do. Find out, why am I so angry? Sometimes we find it's our own fault, or sometimes it is what someone else has done. However, whatever it is, in those situations, ask for forgiveness. Whatever is the cause, you've got to deal with it. It's worth it, believe me. God, through Jesus Christ, can help you succeed. Bitterness is anger that's gone sour. Don't fall into that trap today. Heavenly Father, today, I do need to overcome my bitterness. You can help me. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.